Good morning. This is Sunday, April 10th, and we are continuing our study of Herb Fitch's Avila Beach seminar, Beyond Time. We are on class number 4, part 2, or side B. And let's get to it. Herb here, at the very beginning of this class, he says that your life extends beyond the space age now. It even extends beyond the end of the world now, because life is without end. He says, now this is more than an exercise. It is an exercise in the truth of your being. All that is called future time, which to most of the world is an empty something coming into today, all that is now alive. It has always been alive. It is that of you which never has to become anything because it is. And so, extend your life into the fullness of time. Now, the best meditation, or one of the meditations that helped to give me this feeling, this awareness, is before Abraham was, I am. Not only am I everywhere in omnipresence, but I am every when, which is also omnipresence. And so before Abraham was, I am. And even unto the end of the world, I am. And so I reach way back before Abraham, and I am there. And without letting that go, I reach all the way forward till this world is no more. And I am standing there. I am omnipresence, everywhere, every when. I attended this class, and I may have told you this before, but I was running just a little bit late. They hadn't finished the meditation yet. Each class had a 15-minute to a half-an-hour meditation before the class. And so as I walked down the path to the outer building, I saw 3 deer on the side of a little hill. And they looked at me, and I looked at them, and they went on eating. It was dinner time. And I went to class. And after this class, I was carrying a copy of The Altitude of Prayer. At the time, it was a fairly new book. And I met another young person there, like myself, and he was carrying a copy of Beyond Words and Thoughts, which I had never seen. And so he offered to trade. And I have his name in the back of this, Peter Barron. He was living in San Francisco. And God only knows where he is now, because I was living in Los Angeles, and I've been all over the place. So he could be in India, or maybe still in San Francisco, maybe over in Hawaii. but I have worn this book out beyond words and thoughts. The spine is falling apart, and I had to order another one, which I got. I finally received it. But I just can't part with this one because it has my underlining and it has Peter's underlining as well. And so I'll hang on to it, I guess, a little while longer. Now, this class, Soul Centering, it's called, and I feel that meditation that I am before Abraham and I am after the end of the world, that centers me in my soul, because I can't feel that. I can't think that. Can you think that before Abraham and even unto the end of the world? There I am? No. But you can catch the feel of it if you'll take it into meditation and contemplate it. It doesn't say before Abraham was, I was. It says before Abraham was, I am, right now. And that's the whole point of this seminar, is to get you into the now. Into your soul, right now. And Herb gives us this. He says, before Abraham, I am. I am a living self, not part living and part dead. Extend your present self, capital S, into what appears to be the past, and feel the fullness of your whole being. Alive in the past, in the present, in the future, so that you are one whole being and you never have to become anything. Now, this one is kind of a shocker here. He says, our emphasis has been mainly on I am a human being and I am a spiritual being too, or I will be a spiritual being as I graduate from being a human being. And we've known only the world, and then we've thought about our hereafter. And neither of them are true. There is no world. There is no human being. According to what he just said, there is the picture, there is the series of mental concepts that you think about. That picture is the world. That picture is a material sense of self. And it was not made. God did not make it. So if it was not made, it has no existence except as a series of concepts in the mind. But in these exercises that Herb is giving us, and in the one I gave you, in these meditations, we can step out of a material sense of life. We can step out of the world. We can step out of a human being self. And we can catch a glimpse of before Abraham was, I am, and even after the end of the world, I am. And I am here now. I am all of that. And if we dwell with that, we can step into, well, we can, how do you put it here? We can soul center, we can center into our soul. and feel our everywhere and everyone self, and catch an actual glimpse of it. We can, what Herbst calls, feel the weight of it. So here in part two, or side B, is Herb saying, I think most of us have been given enough divine blessings, enough encouragement, to know that whatever is left of us, of our humanhood, we can learn to let go. If you do not honor the Son, you lose the Father. But he that honoreth the Son also has the Father. Now the Son that you must honor is the fullness of your divine self. And so when you go into meditation and you feel yourself before Abraham, and you feel yourself after the end of the world, and you feel yourself in everywhere and every win, then you're honoring the Son, and you have the Father. The Son you must honor is the fullness of your divine self. If there's someone listening to this talk who has not yet made that commitment, you don't have to come forth and say, I accept Jesus Christ, but within yourself, wrestle with it until you can accept it. You climb the ladder in yourself until you can say, I am the full divine everywhere self now, everyone self. We are trying to awaken the need to be divine. There's no fulfillment in humanhood. Humanhood depends on time. And that's what this human being is always trying to do. Either there's a disease or an ailment and they're trying to get better and get well. Or there's a lack of limitation and they're trying to find supply or income. Or there's a feeling of loneliness and they're trying to find a spouse, a mate, a partner. But there's no fulfillment in any of that. I have found that when the human mind puts it together, it doesn't last. And surely when you ask God to make you an instrument of His love, He has to undo what the mind has put together. But then what follows is such grace as you can't believe. You find the crucible oil, which never runs dry. You find the perfect companion that balances you out. You find somebody that loves you and that you love. You find you have life and health and enough energy to do what is asked of you to do. He performeth that which is appointed for you to do. So that's what we're doing. We're finding our soul, our divine self, our everywhere self, our everywhen self. By the way, if you are standing in that everywhere self, you know you are not a man. You know you are not a woman. Your spirit, everlasting. God is a spirit. God is incorporeal being. That's what it says in my book here, Beyond Words and Thoughts. God is incorporeal being, and God can only create incorporeal being. Let's see how Joel says it. Hang on. Yes, here it is on page 138. He says, incorporeal God cannot give birth to a corporeal man, only to incorporeal man. Incorporeal man has no physical structure, and therefore, in their meditation, prayer, and treatment, those on the mystical path must remove from thought the image man, the corporeal man, the man who has physicality, because that man is not the man of God's creating. All right, so he too is saying that we have to catch a glimpse, we must feel that incorporeal spiritual man, or spiritual woman, or spiritual being is better. So practice your meditation. Pay attention to the clues that Herb gives in this second part of talk number 4. And take it to heart, really. You can stand in your divine self. You can feel yourself before Abraham was. You can feel yourself after the end of the world. And you can feel yourself all in between there. Yourself is eternal. Yourself is infinite. There can't be an ending on either side, in the past or in the future. There's no ending to you. I have to pause for a moment. The presence is rather strong. There's no ending to you. You are eternal life. Before the world was, I am. We think of eternal life as starting here now and moving forward for eternity. That's only partially true. It's also looking back all the way before the beginning for eternity that way too. No beginning, no ending. And that's what I am.